Hey, Health Junkies, Dr. Krause here. Just wanted to jump in and let you know about a new feature that I'm adding to the podcast. It's the ability to ask me questions. I've had a ton of folks tell me that they would love for me to cover their questions on the podcast, so I'm going to do it. So each week, I will be adding a couple of questions that I'm going to answer to each of the podcasts. And if it's a juicy enough question, I just may dedicate a whole podcast to it. So if you're interested in asking a question, head on over to my website at drjkrausend.com. Check out a blue button on the right-hand side that says Ask a Podcast Question. Hit me up there. Or you can also access the button through my podcast notes, also on my website. So head on over there, ask me some questions. I look forward to answering them soon. All right, let's get on with the podcast.
Hey, health junkies. It's time for The Health Fix. Join your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, as she gives you a dose of what you need to know and do right now to take control of your health from the inside out, to rebel against aging, look damn good, fight stress, and laugh every day.
Hello there, health junkies. Welcome to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Jeanine Krause, and today's episode is all about my favorite meditation device, the Muse. So what is the Muse? The Muse is a headband that you can wear that senses your brainwaves, and it works via Bluetooth technology. It's connected into your iPad or cell phone, and you could do it to Droid, any tablet as well. It doesn't have to be a Apple product. And the cool part about it is you can do it virtually anywhere, which is great for people like me that suck at meditation. The Muse has helped me so much that I just really want to tell you all about it today. I have to let you know that I am not getting any payment from the Muse company at all to do this podcast. I just like it and I love sharing with my podcast audience in the universe all the things that I find that work really well. And in this case, I have used it on myself. I've got some friends addicted to it and I've been using it on my patients while they're relaxing with acupuncture needles in. And I'm finding that it's quite amazing for how folks can really get into a deep meditative state when they thought they couldn't do it before. I'm actually also using the Muse to help me with stopping my emotional eating problem, because when I get stressed, I like to raid my kitchen and shove everything I possibly can into my mouth because, well, you know, what else is there to do? So the Muse is just an amazing meditation device. And so I'm going to kind of go through how it works today, what it's doing for you, and how it's helped me. One of the big things with the Muse that I find useful is you can use it on your terms. Because let's face it, I graduated from Bastyr University, which is a naturopathic medicine school. They also have an acupuncture school. So I've taken meditation courses, I've taken biofeedback courses, I've taken Qigong courses. And guess what happened? I sat there in meditation and Qigong. Either I would fall asleep, I would make a list, or I'd be like, am I relaxing? I don't know. I'm not sure. Do I feel relaxed? Do my muscles feel relaxed? Do I feel like I want to fall asleep? So if this is you and you're totally confused when you try to meditate and you're like, am I meditating? I don't know. What's happening? Well, the Muse can really tell you if you're in a relaxed state or not. And what I found is that most of the typical positions, so sitting cross-legged up against a wall, you know, meditating how you usually see people in a forest or wherever the media places them in this chill place with, you know, meditating, that doesn't work for me. I actually have to do different things than the typical individual for meditating. And so I found that the Muse tells you what works best for you in terms of meditation. So I find that super, super cool, and it's really helped me to find my own chill meditation routine that's unique to me and not set into this is how you meditate, this is how you do this, this is how you do that, because for a lot of us, the typical meditation routines don't work. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, okay, why are you so amped up about the Muse? Why is it important for us to meditate? Well, I don't even really like the word meditate, even though it definitely is tied to what I'm doing here. It's breathe. I really like that the Muse teaches me to breathe and teaches me how to breathe and teaches me when things get overwhelming, how to get back into a stage of breathing. Couple things. breathing by deep breaths, it resets our nervous system. And what it's doing is helping us to convince our primal brain that there's nothing chasing us. Because all of us, to some extent, live in a state of hyperactivity in the brain because we've got social media, we've got computers, we've got trucks, people, cars. You know, we're constantly being inundated with information to our brain. And that's a lot for our primal brains because we are cavemen still. We're not caught up to the environment that we live in. That's why people are stressed out. That's why they're anxious. That's why they're depressed. And so the muse is something that can help to get us to find that chill, find that calm. And it uses breath to calm us. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, okay, I've heard the research that, yeah, breathing helps to reset the nervous system. It can, you know, help us to get out of a fight or flight state. But does it really work? Well, the muse can tell you if it's working for you or not. And that's the cool part because you get feedback after every session. And you can do a session from 5 minutes to 10 to 15, going up in 5 minute increments. You could do hours of sessions if you want. It's up to you. Now, I recommend starting at 5 minutes at a time just to get yourself used to it. But going back to the reason for the muse, we are living in a society that we're not genetically set up for yet. We're still cavemen. And so our brains are really trying to process all the information coming at us. And part of the reason why a lot of us are stressed, depressed, anxious, overweight, stress eating, all of these different things is because we can't slow our brain down enough to really process, think, and be in a calm state and convince our brain that there's no bear chasing us. We don't need to eat a bunch of food to store for a long journey. We don't need to be on high alert all the time, so anxious. And the depression comes in when we've gone past all of that and we're really wearing ourselves out. And that's a state of adrenal. So our adrenals are the little glands that sit on top of our kidneys that are the fight or flight glands. But those glands are in charge of really hormones, electrolyte balance, blood pressure, blood sugar balance to an extent. They're in charge of a lot of things. And if those glands, you're constantly putting pressure on them because you're always stressed out, things are going to start to go off the rails. You're not going to be able to control your weight. You're not going to be able to control your blood pressure. No amount of blood pressure medication might help you. Or it might be the state where you don't need blood pressure medication. All you need to do is chill out. Use the muse to chill you out. So the applications for the muse go way beyond just chilling you out. We're looking at changing your habits around eating. We're looking at emotions, so calming your stress, improving your mood, but also working very specifically on blood pressure and things of that nature. Because a lot of us, when we get anxious, our blood pressure and heart rate are going to go up naturally because that's your body's fight or flight response. So think of the muse as putting your fight or flight response in check. It's really helping to calm you down so that you can live a long, happy life and not end up with all of the side effects of being completely stressed out. And trust me, I have got myself to this point multiple times in life. You might think, you know, oh, you're a naturopath, you live the chill life. No, it's not always like that. I stress myself out too. And so just knowing that I sucked at meditation really was hard for me because a lot of patients think that because I'm a naturopath, because I do acupuncture, I should be a master at all this stuff. And the sad reality is I'm no different than anyone else. And so the muse has really helped me to put my brain in check. So let's talk about the muse. I've talked about putting it on your forehead. What does it do when it goes on your forehead and wraps around your ears? Well, it has some sensors, and it has two in the forehead and two behind the ears and seven in total. So you've got some in between that are sensing your brain waves. And the InterAxon company is the company that started this. They're out of Toronto, Canada. They came out with the muse in 2014. And now, of course, it's really coming to quite a popularity here, thanks to Dr. Dan Engel, who I interviewed a couple of podcasts back. He's using it for his traumatic brain injury folks. And I found, like with my folks too, that have had traumatic brain injuries, folks that have chronic pain, this is a great way to get them out of their pain cycles. Because when we are in pain cycles and we're in extreme pain, we breathe short. We have short breaths. That's the hallmark of fight or flight response. And pain will elicit a fight or flight response. And so not only am I helping to get folks calm in my acupuncture sessions, I'm also working on their pain response because I can get them calm enough to deep breathe and shut off pain cycles. So it's really cool in that aspect, and I'm loving it. So you put the mousse on your forehead, you wrap it around your ears. What are you doing next? The next thing you're going to do is it's connected to Bluetooth. And so it's Bluetooth technology. It emits low EMF, just like Bluetooth devices. So if you're wondering about safety, it is the equivalent to your Bluetooth devices that you use with your phone or iPads or anything else in the house or in your ear to talk. And what you do is you put the headphone on, you get it, or not the headphone, you put the headband on. Then you are going to connect your headphones into your phone and put them into your ears. You can't use the Beats, you can't use the Bose sound noise canceling headphones with this. You've got to use earbuds because the headband will get in the way because you need those sensors to work on the back of the ear. And so you start out with an app. And there's a Android-based app. There's an Apple-based app. It works on iPad and iPhone in particular. That's what I use, but you can also use it on regular tablets. And you find the Mousse app, and you get it all connected, and you connect your Mousse to it, and you get started. And you can choose 5 soundscapes. There's rainforest, there's cityscape, there's beach, there's desert, and there's ambient music. And over the time that I've had my Mousse, I've found that I do better with the cityscape than I do with the beach. And when I say do better, what this is we're measuring how much calm you bring to your brain using this app. So how do we measure calm? How do we measure all of this? So the Mousse is looking at active, neutral, and calm categories in terms of your brain waves. And what it's doing is telling you if you're active, that's when your mind is wandering and your attention is kind of wandering. It's fluctuating, so you're not calm. Neutral, this is your natural resting state and your brain is not fluxing. You're not going in and out of ideas, but you're not focused either. And then there's the calm state. This is deep, restful focus where you're focusing on your breath. And to get to this state, I actually have to calm myself with counting. Because I find that I need to focus on the breath enough with counting. And it's a basic skill, and probably I should have moved on beyond that. But hey, like I said, I'm a tough cookie with this meditation business. So counting is helpful for me, and you might be able to jump right into working on that deep, restful breath to calm yourself. So that is how the Mousse is going to look at things in terms of 3 categories. And after you're done with the session, you'll get that information right out on your iPad or tablet or iPhone. It spits it out and tells you kind of how you did. Now, how do you know you're really doing well? It's all about the birds. When you hear your birds chirping, this means you've killed it. You're doing great. You're relaxed. So the game is getting the birds. So when I said that I didn't do well with the beach, but I did great with the cityscape in terms of my meditation background noise, it's because I found that when I was listening to the beach, when I'm calm, it's just the waves lapping up on the shore. But when you're not calm and you're in the active state, it's a storm brewing, just waves crashing in. If you've ever seen the Pacific Ocean in the middle of February, just a big storm coming in and crashing, that's what you hear, just wind and storm. And I found that I could not get off of that noise and get myself birds. And my girlfriend was like, yeah, I'm getting birds left and right. And I'm like, I can't get any birds. What's wrong with me? So I started switching up the landscapes in terms of what I'm hearing. And when I went to the cityscapes, the noise of the city gets louder when your brain's active, and it gets quieter when your brain is calm and you're breathing properly. And then you get the birds. Well, I found that I don't like city noises too much. I'm a country girl. And so I was like, no, make them stop, breathe, breathe. So it almost forced me to breathe better. Whereas the ocean sound and that cracking and just crushing of those waves, I love that. And I was like, I want to listen to that. I don't want to listen to the other thing. So you'll find out a lot about yourself in terms of meditation. The other big thing that I found is that I do better moving around with my meditation versus sitting in one place. So what I found is I'll clean the house, I'll go on walks, I'll stand on my head, I'll do yoga, stretching, work on my foam roller, and that tends to be a better way to get the birds than for me to just sit and be calm. So kind of counterintuitive to what the Mousse folks tell you when you start the app and it starts talking to you about finding a calm, collective place, but they tell you to be playful. And that is the part that I've embraced about meditation. And that's the, like, boom, my brain is like exploding with loveliness when I know that, hey, I don't have to be chill. I could be playful with this meditation business. And I love to goof off. And so that was like music to my ears. And so I think that what the Muse is really stellar for is being able to help you to find your groove with meditation on your terms. Because I don't think that most people can fit into the typical meditation realm. Most people don't do well with it. So there you go. Meditation on your terms, the Muse. So you might be thinking to yourself, okay, so if Muse is talking about the neutral waves, the active waves, and the calm waves of your brain, what is it really measuring? Well, it's actually really measuring your delta, theta, alpha, beta, and gamma waves. So these are waves that have been studied for over 100 years or more in terms of brain activity. And you can get that raw data from the Muse if you're wanting to geek out on that. You want to go to the Muse Monitor app. You can find that for the Droid applications and find it for the iPhone applications and Apple applications as well. And it will give you the raw data. So if you want to geek out and know how many deep sleep waves you have, so those are delta waves, theta waves, these are your drowsiness, light sleep visualization waves, alpha waves, this is wakeful relaxation, beta waves, this is alert, active thinking or problem solving waves, and gamma waves, this is your higher mental activity and consolidation of info waves. If you want to geek out and look at that, by all means, go for it. I have not done it yet, but I'm kind of curious because I'd like to wear the Muse and go through my day and see what happens with my brainwave recording as I'm working with patients, things of that nature. Now, my patients might think I'm a complete dork, but hey, whatever. I am so interested in how my brain works and preventing all kinds of stress-related side effects in myself that I'm down for it. So I've just given you a little rundown in terms of how the Muse works, and I can't say enough about it. I think one of the things that summing up this podcast for most people to think about is heading over to choosemuse.com. That is the website for the Muse, choosemuse.com, and checking it out. Now, if you're wanting a visual of how the Muse works, you can head over to my Instagram account, Doc J. Krause. And I do a video with a patient on the table, and she's got the Muse on her head, and she's got her earbuds in, and she's chilling with some needles in. And I highly recommend that if you do struggle with meditation and you're finding yourself, you know, I'm a lady, so let's put it this way. When I really break down, I end up hyperventilating and crying. And if you're a gal and that happens to you, or you overeat or emotional eat when you get stressed out, This is something that if you can't seem to put your stress in check and you're just living life angry and crabby, the Muse really can help to put things into perspective and chill you out. And honestly, it's done a lot for me in terms of helping me to be able to calm my breath when I don't have the Muse and I'm getting worked up about something. I can actually be like, okay, you know, let's breathe, let's do what we do with the Muse. And so it really teaches you how to focus on your breath and really, really, really get you to stop that cycle, like a downward cycle of freaking out, really. Let's be honest with it. And so that focused attention that Muse is working with you to get you to hammer it out, it eventually you don't need the device all the time. However, if you're like me, you're gonna find that it's quite cool to have on because it's fun. It's like an adult game or a geeky game for adults that wanna know if they're chilled out or not. Because honestly, I think that's the big thing to take away from this podcast is I think there's a lot of people that might meditate and they don't even know if what they're doing is calming them. Because I found that, like I said before, the typical sit down, legs cross-legged, you know what I'm talking about, cross-legged Indian style legs, and you're sitting there all in that Zen position, that's your meditation. That didn't work for me. I couldn't do that. I needed to do other things to get into my meditative state. And so really the Muse is a good check, like a checks and balances for you to help you to realize, am I doing things that calm me, or am I doing things that amp me up? Which, by the way, I have a friend who has used her Muse when she's been in an argument with her partner and found that her brainwaves were surprisingly off during that argument. And so I have not tried that yet. I guess I got to pick a fight. But I haven't tried that yet to see what happens with me. But I think it's important to realize that for a lot of us, the muse can kind of work in the opposite. If we're really amped up and having a hard day to calm ourselves down, you can see how active your body is and you can play with different things to figure out what'll calm it. So for example, I've had days where I'm just off the rails in terms of stressed out because a series of things maybe happened or whatever, and I can't seem to calm my brainwaves. Well, I found that for me, it's movement, walking, doing stretching, but mostly walking and having the muse on. That really gets me into the chill state. Sometimes cleaning the house in the muse, chill state. Sounds weird, but it happens. So the beauty of this is it's meditation on your own terms. And so I highly recommend you go over to choosemuse.com. You can also go to my website at docjkrausnd.com and check out the podcast notes if you want more information, because I've got that there. I'll also put my link to my Instagram, or you can go over to Doc J. Kraus on Instagram and you can see my video that I have posted up there of the muse and see what you think. And I'd love to hear some feedback from y'all. Definitely still taking questions from the audience. Hey, give me a shout out. Let me know what you want to learn about. I'm always happy to geek out anytime. So thanks for listening to another episode of The Health Fix. I'm your host, Dr. Janine Kraus. Have a great day, whatever you're doing. Thanks for tuning into The Health Fix, the podcast all about taking control of your health, rebelling against aging, and having fun every day. A lot of patients ask me, do you think I'm aging too fast? So I created an evaluation checklist for you to see for yourself. Plus, I created a resource guide to help you slow down the aging process right now. You can find it for free on my website, drjkrausnd.com. If you like this podcast, help get the word out to others by liking it and rating it. If you'd like more natural health tips and want to join our Facebook community where I interact daily, click on the Join Group button on our website at drjkrausnd.com.